This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at Slingbow.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food he wants.
Robert Scott Bell. Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
For those of you in these United States, it is Memorial Day weekend. I hope it's a wonderful one for you. I hope you'll take a moment to recognize and acknowledge those who have given that ultimate sacrifice. Although, as I've written over the years, it does them no honor to allow other generations, those still alive, to serve in unconstitutional foreign incursions and wars undeclared by Congress. I'll say that some more tomorrow. I'll leave that for tomorrow. But welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. A couple hours of broadcast healing, kicking off our broadcast week here on GCN and Talk Network and all the other places that pick this thing up. We're glad to have you with us. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We've got some major updates from the Autism One Conference just wrapping up today in Chicago, Illinois. Joni Abbott will join us from Homegrown Health, and Jeffrey Jackson, independent journalist, will be joining us as well. And next hour, Ian Clark back on talking about some oils, good oils for your body and more. And Super Don, you got your weekend ears on?
I do.
Yes. Have you been out in the sunshine, I hope, a little bit? A little sunshine?
Yeah, when I can. Man, the humidity sucks, man. So I try and stay in the air conditioning because it's kind of icky, but, you know.
Dude, that's why, you know, this is why we
first
bring...
First world problems, you know.
Right, but this is why we bring the coffee discussion into play, or something, anything to help your liver, because it is your liver that helps you deal.
I had my coffee. In fact, I'm on my second cup right now.
Yeah. Turn it over. Put a funnel in you. No. Okay. The reason I bring this up, and of course we tease each other about the coffee thing, but the reality is what I'm trying to say is those of you who are suffering in the Northern Hemisphere because of heat and humidity, the best way, besides getting in the air conditioning, yes, I know, Super Don, we got to take the humidity out of the air if you have a modern home, or else it's going to mold up, and that'll be problematic. But the reality is the liver is also key for adaptation, and that includes adaptation into hot, sticky, humid weather. And if you're really you get out there and you're just wiped out almost immediately, it means there's some level of liver congestion. Now, I know your medical doctor will never tell you this because they're not trained this way. And they probably will say, what's liver congestion? Well, there's no enzymes that are elevated. He's making that up. But the reality is the liver is the key to just so much, almost everything in the body. When it's congested, you can't even adapt to weather shifts very readily, very easily. And I'm not saying, you know, everybody has to just totally get stoked when it's sticky and humid and 100 degrees. That's not what I'm saying. But your ability to tolerate it without going into a state of collapse within the minute you hit that air or that air hits you. So there you go. There's our weather update on the Robert Scott Bell Show. How do you like that?
The Robert Scott Bell Show humidity report.
Yeah, the Weather Channel doesn't ask me about these things, but that's all right. No. I like some of the there's this lady on the Weather Channel. Do you ever watch that? My wife loves that in the mornings. And
yeah.
I can't remember her name now. I'm gonna get in trouble.
You're busted. Yeah.
Anyway, she's a very funny lady, and she's very holistic. When she's talked about allergies, she said, you know, it's the gut. You got to heal the gut. I'm like, dude, does she listen to this show? This is
wow,
so cool.
Really?
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, Weather Channel lady. And they all just roll their eyes at her. I was like, what are you talking about? It's the allergens, right? So people are getting word. People are getting word that there is more to healing than meets the television eye or your medical doctor's eye. And I think that's where we kind of need to open today, because at the Autism One conference, and thanks to Periscope and Facebook video, whatever we say about the FBI social network, it's really opened up accessibility to instantaneous information. As it's unfurling in Chicago, this year I was not able to attend. I was in New York City early in the week doing some work and got to hang out with Carol Alt and did some things. So we can't be everywhere all of the time, but we can now in a sense. Because even if I'm not here, Joni Abbott's there. And Jeffrey Jackson was there. And Ty Bollinger was there getting some amazing interviews. But I watched on Periscope last night after I got back home from the British invasion, which I almost slept halfway through it before we realized, oh, my gosh, we've got tickets for the British invasion.
The British invasion?
Yeah, it was like a Beatles cover band. And they toured the country doing, you know, historical from old to well, more recent, if you could say it that. But they kind of go chronologically through the Beatles' greatest hits. And nice. Got the kids over there. It was a lot of fun. But when I got home, I was like, I was wired. And I just saw the Periscope app goes, it whistles at me. I'm like, oh, man, the Q&A, I missed it. And from last night, I could watch it. And, wow, stunning stuff. And they even had one of the doctors, this black woman who was a doctor. I don't know if she's still on the show, the doctor's television show that Del Bigtree was a producer for. And she's come out and said, you know what, after I saw Vaxxed, I was pregnant when you first introduced it to me, and I had no idea of all of this. She watched it. She says, I'm not vaccinating my own children. She just said, not happening. And she's a physician, a general practitioner, MD. And the things she's revealing, we'll have to get her on the program as well. It's Stephanie Abrams. I just got it by osmosis. Stephanie Abrams is the host of the Weather Channel. Not the Vax doctor.
There you go.
Yeah, if you watch Stephanie Abrams, she's very funny, and she knows a lot about health. And she lets loose on it, and they kind of roll their eyes and let her do it. So, but anyway, this doctor will have to get on as well as Del Bigtree, because I believe the 3rd of June it's going to broadcast premiere in a theater, of course, the movie Vaxxed in Orlando and Sarasota simultaneously. So I don't know who's going to be here for that, but we intend to be there for those of you listening in Central Florida or on the west coast of Florida. That's coming up. But I was most stunned. Our good friend Brian Hooker was doing his thing, answering questions on stage there at Autism One. And as he was relating an answer to a question about safety and vaccines and schooling, Del Bigtree interrupted in a shocking way, a shocking but wonderful way. And I actually want to play some of this, see if we can get through this audio. There are links up in the show notes that Captain Morgan is working on. But give a listen to Brian Hooker, a good friend, talking, answering a question from the audience, and then Del Bigtree comes in. I was like, why? What did he say? Where was he going? We're going to find out now.
If you're going to have a vaccine program, and if you are going to require people to be vaccinated for things like public school attendance, then you need to provide safe vaccines.
Screw that.
Okay.
Did you hear that? Del Bigtree goes, screw that. I'm like, whoa, Del, what's going on, buddy?
So is like Del Bigtree now against safe vaccines? I mean, I don't understand.
Isn't that the interesting thing? Because, I mean, listen, he's a good guy. They're all friends up there. He's not mad at Brian Hooker for saying that at all. What was he talking about? Screw that. Screw that. What does he mean about safe vaccines? Screw that. This is what we need to find out, because Del just took a big step up to call out the vaccine religion. And we're going to get to that in a moment, but I want you to hear that. It's a little bit muffled at the beginning, but then you'll be able to hear the clarity of why he's saying screw that with this clip.
Screw them telling us we can do anything to get education in this country. Screw them telling us we have to believe in their religion, which is just science, and that's all this is. I'm sorry, Brian, I know you're a scientist, so you cannot do enough studies of these things to ever prove that they're going to be safe.
You can't do enough studies to ever prove that they're going to be safe. See, here's the distinction, because they have really gone to pains to say this is not an anti-vaccine movie. This is a movie vaxxed about the CDC whistleblower. But the reality is, when you step back and look back into the world that you thought you knew, suddenly you start asking questions like Del Bigtree. It's like, how many studies would you have to conduct to even show that it's safe? That it's safe. And then, of course, acknowledging that we're not dealing with science, we're dealing with religion.
Now, I'm all about making these vaccines as safe as possible for people that want to believe in the religion of science.
That's okay, and that's why I'm here. Everyone deserves to have safety products available. But you cannot do enough studies.
So he said, for those of you who want to believe in the religion, the science of religion, or the religion of science about these vaccines, yeah, sure, I want you to have safe vaccines. It's not he's not against safe vaccines. But the reality is, how many studies would you have to do? Just try and do the math.
I mean, think about a lottery ticket, five numbers.
Yeah.
How many different computations that causes when you just move them around in a group? 13, 14 vaccinations, how many studies? How about 1, 4, 7, and 10? How do those go together? 2 and 5. I want to know how they all interact with each other through the life of a child.
Good point.
See, this has been our point for years, Super Don. You know it. When we talk about vaccine safety, much less drug safety, right? The moment a drug hits the market, it's experimental first 2 to 5 years. You don't know what's going to happen. But then when have they ever tested drug A with drug C or D or F or G? Because you know that the people taking these drugs are on a number of medications. And that's what he's bringing up, the point with vaccines. You got, what, 67, 68, 69 vaccine shots, different forms of vaccines throughout the life of a child through teen years? How many studies can you conduct to go, all right, 69 shots, what about those that get 33 of these and four? You know what I'm saying? You start adding the numbers up and you're into the quintillions. There's no way you can definitively determine safety or efficacy. And it's stunning. And so what are we left with? Del Bigtree lays it out.
You can't, there will be the billions. You can never do enough studies to prove you're safe. So we're left with faith in a theory about vaccines. We're left with faith that the pharmaceutical industry is making vaccines for our health, not to make money. We're left with faith that our doctors actually look at these stupid studies they're doing and read them and figure out what's going on. We're left with faith that our pediatricians are doing their job. We're left with faith that we do need a Hep B vaccine and a day one old baby for their health and not for the bottom dollar of the pharmaceutical industry. So I have to say, with that much faith, let's call this thing what it is. It's a religion.
That's right.
And I'm in a country that celebrates a freedom of religion. And you can have the world that you can have mine.
Can you hear the disgust of Del Bigtree at this point? He's like, I'm tired of it. I'm not even holding back anymore. It's faith. It's a religion.
Boy, I tell you, Del Bigtree, he's really turned into a rock star, hasn't he?
Incredible. And I know Joni Abbott's going to be joining us momentarily, and she's got some cool stories with Del Bigtree as well. So we're going to hear firsthand what's been going on up at Autism One. If you haven't been able to attend, how you can access some of these videos through Periscope. Super Don, probably have them hooked up in the show notes link as well. If not, we'll add them. RobertScottBell.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty available to the world 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here through our home in broadcast syndication, GCN, and elsewhere. We'll get to that in a moment. Joni Abbott from Homegrown Health coming up after the break.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lock It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockItPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Joining us now from Autism One in Chicago as the event wraps up is our favorite, the lovable and wonderful Joni Abbott of Homegrown Health and so much more. Jody, welcome back to the show.
Hey.
Hey, so you brighten our day, and I'm so glad you were able to be at Autism One. We were just talking about Del Bigtree and what he was saying when he interrupted our friend Brian Hooker and said, screw that. I was like, dude, he's just throwing down the gauntlet. Were you there?
Oh, yeah, I was right there. In fact, I had gotten out of my seat from the back of the room to walk up to the front of the room to see the panel. As people were starting to shuffle out, I was like the little mole that kind of like would pick in those empty spaces. So I worked my way up to the front. So when I was standing there, I yelled, yeah! He said that.
I think I heard your voice then. That was true. That was amazing. Now, was the room as electric as it felt? I was watching it on Periscope and thinking, man, to be there to hear him just lay it out that this is a religion and you can never do enough studies to prove the safety. Wow, he's not pulling back at all.
No, in fact, I was actually a little surprised that he decided to go there. Like, you know how we all feel about it. And there are different varying levels of how people feel about vaccination, even in the natural health movement. And I think a lot of that comes with knowledge and education. And as they know more and learn about history, then they can adjust their thinking on that. I didn't know where Del sat completely on the issue because they've been a little bit, not squirmish, but they've not been coming out saying that all vaccines are harmful. And when he said that, I mean, he was very pointed and very clear about his intention. And I love when he said, you can have your religion and I'll have mine.
Yeah, that was beautiful, and that harkens back to the baseline of this show as well. This is about the freedom to choose your path, the freedom to choose your path in medicine or not medicine, and he gets that. And he was also joined on stage by one of the doctors from The Doctors, the TV show he used to be a producer on, and I didn't know this woman. I probably had seen her once when we probably covered a clip or something, but she really, after hearing about what Dello's done and presented the movie to her, she completely changed her life around in this regard, and she's now got a child that is unvaccinated or
yes,
non-vaccinated.
Yes, and she is such a beautiful soul. I cannot say enough about Dr. Rachel. She's honest. I mean, that's what everybody wants in a doctor. We just want honesty. We just want you to tell us if you don't know, and that it's okay. And when she was presented with a question about the package inserts and about what she learned in medical school, she just looked up and she said, you know, I feel like an ass as a doctor.
Wow.
I felt like an ass because I didn't know, and I was telling these patients that I knew, and thinking that the education that I got in medical school was complete and honest and for real and, you know, conducive with science and what the body's design is. Like, she didn't know, and so once she found out that she didn't know, she felt horrible for telling patients otherwise.
Were you able to interact with her at all? I know there were so many people there, and Ty Bollinger was there interviewing folks, Jeffrey Jackson, who we'll hear from in a little while as well. Tell, you know, any stories you got as far as who you interacted with? You were on earlier in the week talking about Stephanie Seneff, I believe.
Yes, well, it was a superstar day for me. I mean, I got to finally meet Jeffrey Jackson. That was huge because he's just such a great guy and such a great independent journalist, and he's got an integrity, you know, 10 miles in every direction around him. I mean, he's just dripping in honesty and what's right for the people, and he's got a big old heart. So, you know, I can't say enough about him as a journalist. Stephanie Seneff, she and I have had a lot of phone conversations over the course of the last 6 months, and I just love her. She's like an earth mother to me. She is. And so we got to have breakfast together, and there are some weird synchronicities with some research that I've done, mm-hmm. and actually some of the relatives and the people that she's related to. She's actually related to somebody who I quote in a vax-on-vax study that I have discovered from the 1800s that she's actually, he's like actually her great-great-uncle or something.
Holy tamale, that's really wild to have that lineage and know about it. By the way, for those of you who are new, Dr. Stephanie Seneff is an MIT PhD researcher, and she was the one who said, you know, because of the glyphosate, and she didn't focus solely on vaccines, her focus was on the glyphosate, that we're going to have 1 in 2 children diagnosed with autism by the year 2025. Again, this is no slouch. She's an MIT PhD researcher, so you got to hang out with her, and she's a sweetheart. We met her at Autism One last couple of years.
Yes, yes, she's just great, and we you know, love to rack each other's brains on stuff, and I try to always present new questions or new ideas or concepts that maybe she hasn't, you know, had a chance to think of, because God knows none of us can think of everything, so that's why we
right.
need each other.
Well, it's beautiful that you were there to do that, Joni. We're going to take a break, and we're going to also be joined by that independent journalist with integrity, you said 10 miles in every direction, Jeffrey Jackson, who is also at the Autism One Conference. We're going to give you some updates and where it goes from here.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways at so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Breaking news out of Orlando at the Libertarian National Convention. They've just nominated for the second time in a row. Former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson is officially now the Libertarian candidate for president. And another related note, former presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party, Michael Badnarik, my good buddy, is going to be coming to the Orlando area July the 9th. That's the weekend after the July 4th Independence Holiday. July 9th to teach his Constitution class. Go to robertscottbell.com. I will be there. You'll want to participate in this one. This is a very special event, July 9th. Add it to your calendar. We'll hope to see you there. Now, back to Autism One, back to Joni Abbott. We're going to be joined with Jeffrey Jackson in a moment as well. You also got to hang out with who? You finally connected with Del Bigtree, but there's a few other things we want to get out there for you. Joni, go ahead.
Yeah, well, so Jeffrey and I were talking about this movement, and I just said, where is Marianne Gottboldo? We need her voice here. And the next day, you talk about, you know, ask and you shall receive. The next day, I was standing there, and I just all of a sudden turned around, and there she was. And my reaction was to scream and burst out in tears. It doesn't get any better than that. That woman has suffered at the hands of the government, and we have failed her as the government to keep her and her child safe. And she has been completely mistreated. Her case is still ongoing in Michigan. And she and Allison Fulmer, her attorney, were here to talk. And she's just an amazing woman. And I love her as a mother warrior.
Well, and Ty Bollinger was able to interview her as well, her attorney, Allison Fulmer. So we'll expect to get a lot of great information on the truth about vaccines coming out. So that's really, really exciting. And, of course,
yes, Oh, and then I'm just trying to whip through this story here so Jeffrey can join us. I did a study. I published a video, and I did a special one-hour report on homegrown health about the world's first vaxxed, unvaxxed study. Now, this study comes from the 1800s. It comes from the 1860s, and it took place over in England, and the other study was in Italy. And Italy had a 98.5% compulsory vaccination rate. At the time, they were the most well-vaccinated country in the world, and it was deemed an utter failure. I'll just give it to you like that. 200,000 people, 220,000 people in this study, they cross-studied vaccinated versus unvaccinated people, and over again in the 19th century and well into the 20th, vaccination was deemed an utter failure, causing more harm than good. So I wanted that information into the hands of Del Bigtree. I actually had to order the book and overnight it, get it sent here from the wrong hotel, and finally got it here and highlighted everything at the gala dinner last night and was able to present it to Del Bigtree. I walked up to him and said, oh, Del, I just did a whole show for you. He said, you did? And I said, yeah, I've got a back study for you. And I said, it's from the 1860s, and he just looked at me like,
wow.
He's never, yeah.
That is fantastic.
So, yes, so I put that in that book. It's called The Vaccination Superstition by J.W. Hodge. Go to Google Books. Look it up, The Vaccination Superstition. That's how you get a hold of that free information, and Google Books is a great resource for history, so we do not continue to repeat it, and that's all we're doing here
right.
with the vaccination program in our country.
Also, I heard Del Bigtree in the Q&A last night mention that the United States leads the industrialized world. It's not even a close contest in infant mortality on the first day of birth. And, of course, what's unique about the United States, the promotion of the hepatitis B shot for a sexually transmitted disease or a disease which can be acquired via sharing needles, dirty needles. And Jeffrey Jackson is joining us now as well. Maybe he can, if he was there at that part of that event. Jeffrey, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Appreciate you and Joni reporting so well here.
Thank you. Hey, Robert. Hey, Joni.
Hey. Long time no see, my friend.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Electric environment at Autism One this year. This was my first one, and I hesitate to think that they're all like this. This was a big one.
I got the sense, not from being there, but from watching the Periscope videos, that indeed it was. It was very well attended. The Vax movie has launched a movement because it's opening up this information that a so-called close-knit community because of vaccine injury that didn't reach out beyond it much, even though the attempts have been made for years, that this time maybe that outreach is going to happen because of this film, Jeffrey. What do you think?
It seems to have a pretty good chance, in my opinion. Everywhere I went, all the talks I went to, anybody that was a whistleblower got standing ovations. And I've never seen anything like that before. Dr. Judy Mikovits, Michael Hugo, who's a lawyer. We had Dr. Brian Hooker and Andrew Wakefield. They all standing, long-standing ovations, uncomfortably long.
Yes.
They were celebrities. In fact, they had a whistleblower forum with Dr. Judy Mikovits, Brian Hooker, and Michael Hugo. And the line, people was standing room only, and then there was a line around the door and out the corner, quiet as a mouse, to listen to them present info. And I saw more than one doctor. I heard stories, but I saw it personally as well. More than one doctor get sick to their stomach because they were still pro-vaccine going into that, but they weren't walking out. Also, Dr. Rachel Ross from the doctors was up there with Del Bigtree on the Q&A, and someone asked her directly, how do you feel after you realize that vaccines might not be the savior he thought they would be? And she said, I feel stupid. She said, point blank quote, I feel stupid, and I wonder what else I don't know about vaccines. And there seems to be this awakening everywhere, the quickening.
Yeah, from arrogance to ignorance acknowledged or admitted. And I guess the film itself, Vax, which I still have yet to see, but hopefully this weekend when it opens in certain areas around me, we'll get to it. It's just causing folks to see it in a different light, including medical professionals who are dragged almost kicking and screaming into the screenings. I hear stories that suddenly they come out pale, that they were told one thing, yet they come out and they are visually just shaken because of it. Is this something you saw as well on the ground at Autism One with folks that were there?
Yes, in fact, a certain pediatrician of a friend of both of ours, who I can't name, was there, and he had that exact reaction. He said he was supposed to go to dinner with some people, and he did not go because he said, I'm literally sick to my stomach and I have to go to my room. And he was a pediatrician that still believed in medical choice, of course, but still vaccinated. And that was very telling. I think the public, one of the things that I thought through and felt the public should understand, there's a lot of anger out there with parents vaccinating their children still. There's a lot of people that still don't understand why the mainstream medical community hasn't woken up yet. And I think as these practitioners wake up, we have to give them extreme patience and extreme support, because that learning curve of research is going to be a very, very painful one for them. And we have to definitely respect that, because they're going to be our biggest allies moving forward.
Well, and there's a lot of anger and even hatred, and you can understand if your child has been injured by a doctor that should have known better, that you put your faith or trust in, and yet, to your point, Jeffrey, we can't compound it with more hate and anger, even though if the anger is genuine and real and maybe even justified, because they're going to have to go through some tremendous self-reflection. And, you know, some of these folks may end up, I don't want to say suicidal, but the reality is, if you recognize one day that you thought you were doing good and you actually were harming children, that is a shock to the system that some people won't be able to handle.
Yes, the reality of it is an epidemic of doctor suicides right now. That's mainstream news, and I think we have to recognize that. This medical community, the mainstream medical community, is putting extreme pressure to follow unethical orders and to push pharmaceutical drugs that perhaps in their gut that they know are not right. So when they have that moment of light, again, they can become our greatest allies. I spoke with there's a Dr. Bose Ravino, and he was a pediatrician up until 2013 when he attended Autism One. And he said that was the last year I ever wrote a prescription for a pharmaceutical drug. He said from then on out, and he was a doctor in the twilight of his career. He said, I'm root cause until I retire.
This is a revolution. It's a movement now. And it isn't just a small group. That's a large group in reality of parents and families who have been affected and injured by not only vaccines, but drugs themselves. And coming back to Del Bigtree's statement when he said, screw that, to Brian Hooker, nothing toward Brian Hooker, but just he was just upset at that point, and understandably so. How many studies could you conduct to prove safety of something you can never prove safe, that has been claimed to be unavoidably unsafe by the Supreme Court? And where do we go from here? You start extrapolating into the medicine kingdom, if I can call it that, the pharmaceutical drugs approved by the FDA, never having been conducting tests that in the real world, if a patient is on 2, 3, 5, or 10 other drugs, has this ever been tested for safety with those other drugs, even if you've claimed safety testing for one drug? And it's the same thing with vaccines. You haven't had a single safety test versus the tests that would be required if you're saying 69 shots by the age of whatever. Have they ever been tested together? No.
Yeah, I love that. And that, to me, that was the common sense thinking of a complex idea of a journalist that looked at that and quickly just broke it down so people could understand that you can't do the studies. And to delve, I have to give him a big pat on the back, among many, when he asked everyone in that room to stand up who's been affected by vaccine injury, and the entire room stood up. And granted, it was at a conference that specialized in that. What he said after that was really healing for me. And he said, as a medical journalist, I apologize.
And I think, Joni, when we talk about the issue of forgiveness, they're going to have to learn to forgive themselves. But I know that we as a more holistically inclined community might have to find in our hearts to forgive those that didn't know better, even though we tried to tell them. And that may be as difficult for us.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because love's the only thing that's going to win this thing. And I know that sounds a little, you know, universal or new agey, but what we have to realize is, after all, at the end of the day, these people are only human. They go to school with good intentions, and they come out and they don't know to keep studying and continuing their education, because look at how many patients that they get booked through over and over and over again. They have 15, 20 minutes with a patient that they're going to pay off those student loans. At the end of the day, we're all not so much different. We just have to have a will to choose to continue our own education and a will to show empathy. And that's the number one thing lacking. And that's one thing we've got with love and in the natural health community that the pharmaceutical companies and our government can't ever have, because corporations can't have empathy for one another.
Yeah, no, they have toxins, and we call them toxin F or toxin fear. We've got vitamins. We got vitamin L. That's the love we're putting out there, despite, again, genuine anger and disgust with what's going on. But it's time to make that change, make that difference, and it's happening. Go see Vaxxed. We'll be back after this.
Say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Jeffrey Jackson is here. Jeffrey Jackson, JAXEN.com. We've got it linked up in the show notes, as well as our favorite, Homegrown Health. And that's Joni Abbott. And she, both of them were on the ground at Autism One and reporting now on it, wrapping it up together with you guys. And just, you know, to expand from, you know, the one vaccine, the MMR covered in Vax, to all of them, and to get more information from overseas. I mean, there were people from all over the world. I saw one guy from Denmark asking a question last night at the Q&A. And, you know, there's some interesting things that those with integrity within the scientific realm are calling out now, Jeffrey. You pointed something out on the break.
Yeah, they had the biggest global symposium for HPV, the HPV vaccine. And it was brought up that the day before that happened, that was Thursday, the Nordic Cochrane Institute released, and that institute is the gold standard for independent study, released a study blowing out of the water and tearing apart the EMA's, the European Medical Agency's, safety review of the HPV vaccine, where in that review they said, no problems, safe and effective, all these girls, it's psychosomatic, it's all in their head. Well, they gave them, the Nordic Institute gave them timelines and dates, and they wanted answers, and this is a big deal.
So the calling out from within the scientific community about the corruption of science, or as we call it now, the religion of science or scientism, it's happening. And, of course, Joni Abbott, you're hanging out with MIT research scientists. You're hanging out with Dr. Tatiana Obukhanich, another Ph.D. researcher in immunology. And now the interaction between real humans and real humans instead of letters and numbers and letters and numbers. It's humanized the entire experience now. And bringing it back where it always needed to be.
Right, right. It's just, you know, when we all have to face the actual real truth and we see it right before our very eyes of what vaccine and injury and the long-term effects of basically this experiment on human beings for the last 200 years or more, it's really disheartening to see that we are using ancient ideas and philosophies in the modern world now. We could come so much further if we would just not repeat history.
Right. Oh, and speaking of history, we're talking about a guy, a 96-year-old inventor of the Heimlich maneuver, Dr. Heimlich himself. You never know when you're going to use what you created or learned. He's 96, and he created this technique how many decades ago? A long time ago. And he's sitting at his, for lack of a better way to say this, is this elder care home having lunch, and there's an 87-year-old woman sitting next to him that starts choking to the point where she's turning white and getting puffy. And for the first time in his life, Dr. Heimlich actually did the Heimlich maneuver in a crisis, in an emergency, and saved this woman's life. How wild is that? You created this thing. You've never even had to use it in real life. He's 96 now, and he does it, and it works.
I think that's so apropos. I think it's succinct.
Yeah, it seems like his life has come around full circle now.
Yeah, I mean, now he can say, I've accomplished what I've set out to do. I'm 96, nothing more. I can live. I've lived peacefully and wonderfully, and Dr. Heimlich invented it. So there you go. How interesting is that? But the point of that is you may learn something decades and decades and never have to use it. And then at that moment in time of crisis, if you remember it, if it's embedded into your DNA, as it would be with Dr. Heimlich, you can call on it. And I think that's the point of the call to common sense that seems to be uncommon here. Whether you're a PhD researcher or whether you're Dr. Mom, calling on that gut intuition, that connection to the source of all sources is something that we're reconnecting to. And we're becoming more vocal about it. And certainly the family within the Autism One community is doing so and reaching out to doctors around the world. And it's starting to have the impact that we always hoped that it would. Jeffrey Jackson, so amazing that you were there to report on it. And, of course, Joni Abbott, love to have you guys on whenever you can.
All right. Thanks again.
You got it.
Thank you so much.
You got it, both. And what an amazing thing that we're witnessing. You're living through history right now. We're just here to report on it. And independent journalists, reporters like Joni Abbott, like Jeffrey Jackson, bringing it out in a way that is accessible, it's human, it's heartwarming, it's uplifting. Yes, it can be outrageous, and we can be here too, but it's done with the purpose of opening the hearts to that vitamin L that has long been atrophied out because of those who are operating with the toxin of fear from the pharmaceutical industrial complex, the CDC, the FDA, and all of those alphabet soup agencies with so many additives, I don't even have time to go into them. All right, folks, we got a lot more broadcast healing. We'll take your calls when we come back from the news break. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, where I remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So I just finished my AR-15 pistol kit that I got at guns80.com, and my wife says, no more guns, and then I call, and they tell me they have a Trump commemorative special, their new improved lower, and it's a beauty. Now, professionally engraved on the side of every one of the new improved lowers is Trump, make America great again. That's right, Trump, make America great again, right on the side of your brand new improved lower. Sorry, honey, I gotta have one. guns80.com, the Trump special, ask for it. Guns.